In the 10 minutes.
Come on, Stacy, get your act together. Stacy,
first time for me, guys.
Oh, yeah.
BS.
First time you ever shut up, maybe.
Rob.
Did you find the contest an inconvenience?
We
Stacy?
Have a winner. We have a winner. Rob is the winner today.
Am I going to the game?
Stacy, hold on a second. Go back to where you were supposed to be. And Crisco, find her and you'll be the winner.
Okay.
Thanks. Right. I'll put you both on hold. Hold on.
Congratulations.
Hold on a second. Let's go to, I think Jen was next. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Now, you are in the D.C. area, right?
Northern Virginia.
Okay, close enough. Where are you at, Jennifer?
I am at the corner of Route 1 and 123 in Woodbridge.
Beautiful. Woodbridge, Virginia. What kind of car are you driving?
Actually, I drive a blue pickup truck.
Oh.
Right on.
Country girl.
Where is your truck parked right now?
In front of Food Lion.
In front of Food Lion on Route 1 and 123?
Yes.
Okay, and what are you looking for in a fella?
I think I'm looking for what every woman's looking for, a nice bad boy.
Jen, I've got good ears. Was that just a drag on a cigarette?
Yeah.
There you go. Nothing wrong
with
that.
That's a good deep. Is that a Marlboro Red?
No, actually, it's the Marlboro Ultralight 100.
Ultralight 100.
We're so close to get the brand right.
Very gentle cigarette.
Don't forget.
Yes.
Like, Buzz is a gentle lover.
Yes, and she's a gentle lady.
Jennifer, you're playing for the Wizards and the Heat, the NBA playoff tickets Saturday night. You will have to go to the game with the guy, but you will also get a trip to Las Vegas. You can go by yourself.
Sweet.
With another person, right?
Yeah. When by yourself, I meant you don't have to go with the guy who shows up to find you on Route 1 and Route 123.
Jen, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Looks-wise, I'm not sure. Body-wise, at least 10 years ago, my ex-husband told me I looked like Roseanne Barr.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Facial-wise, in the face, I don't look like anybody.
Okay, so you're a nondescript heavy woman.
I'm not as heavy as I used to be, but yes.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. And
thank you!
How old did you say you were, Jen?
I'm 29. 29.
All right, Jen. Right. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. We'll give you 60 seconds, darling. Sell yourself. Sell your location. Be the first to have a guy show up. Be a big winner. You ready?
All righty.
All right. Here she is now. Here's Jennifer. Go, Jen.
I am a 29-year-old, 5'4" brunette, looking for... I think what every woman's looking for, a nice bad boy. I am a smoker, as Don and Mike so readily made available
that was
on the
Mike.
Air.
Give Mike his props. That's all, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm a professional woman. I'm an office manager for a land survey company.
Thank you.
So I know how to deal with men on a regular basis. I love animals. I also have a 9-year-old daughter. And again, I'm in Woodbridge on
maybe
the corner.
We, you know, maybe we just don't want to mention all the baggage. Maybe you should just give your location and the type of car that you're in, Jennifer.
In Woodbridge on the corner of Route 1 and 123 in front of Food Lion.
What do you like to do for fun, Jennifer?
I go to karaoke probably 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
The thing is, honey, you mentioned right away the kid and you're going to scare away some guys. So... we like to keep this light. You like karaoke?
Here's a bonus. You go to karaoke a lot. I bet you can knock them back, right?
Yes, I do drink, yes.
Atta girl. Hey, don't be embarrassed.
And I've got a guy pulling up as we speak.
Yeah.
There you go. Jennifer, I'll come right back to you because let's go back to Chris in Andover.
Yeah. Stacy.
No, it's
Chris the Chris, guy. The
Chris
guy.
Is the guy. Hi, Chris.
Yep. Hello.
What happened to Stacy?
Well, so far I haven't seen her yet.
Now you are in the parking lot where she said she was, right?
I am standing in the middle of the parking lot, and watching the guys just circle through the parking lot looking for her.
How many guys are driving in this parking lot in Wichita looking for her?
There's probably been a good 10 or 12 driving through.
Oh, my God. Where's Stacy?
I don't know.
Did Stacy hang up?
I'll tell you this. Stacy's mom has got it going on. I do love South.
Is she
Wayne.
Gone? Off the phone?
No, she's back on. Here she is. Stacy.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Where you at, darling?
I'm going back to Presto.
You weren't supposed to.
Well, when we talked to you last, were you in line at the bank?
I was.
You decided to complete the transaction?
Well, in the middle of two cars.
All right, hold on, Stacy. We'll come back to you. Hold on. Let's go back to Jennifer. Jennifer.
Yes.
Did you have a guy show up already?
Yes, I did.
Did he stay?
Say that again?
Did he stick around?
Do you like him?
Yeah, he's calling.
No, no, honey, he doesn't have to call.
He doesn't have to call?
Is he there with you physically?
He's here with me. Would you like to speak to him?
Yeah, because if he wants to go to the game with you, you're the big winner.
Do you want to go to the game on Saturday?
Is he backing away right now?
No, he's right here.
What did he say when you asked him to go to the game?
He said yes, he'd love to.
All right, well, put him
on the phone.
Hold on just a moment.
Put him on
the phone. Talk to the lucky winner.
Talk to this guy.
How you doing?
Hey,
Chubby Chaser.
How are you?
Hi, what is your name, my friend?
Steve,
where are you from?
Melbourne, Florida.
Now, Steve, this was a hell of a love connection. You arrived immediately. What is it that drove you literally to drive to Jennifer?
Well, as she was saying, I was driving to Fishkill, New York, and I'm a 95, and she mentions 123, and I look at the sign on 95, it says 123. It's like, what could it hurt?
So you're a long haul trucker?
No. I'm driving a Cobra, an 04 Cobra.
And you're coming from Melbourne to Fishkill, New York?
Yep.
You're not some sort of predator, are you?
Not that I know of.
Where will he be when the game is on? Because his beginning and his destination are each like 400 miles away.
So you're going from Florida to where? To
Fishkill, New York. You're right. I've got about another 400 miles to go.
Okay, so you're from Florida to New York, and you're listening to our show on the Washington D.C. station. Where do you live?
Melbourne, Florida.
And I hate to get personal with you. What's your business?
Car dealer. I own a dealership.
Oh, you own a car dealer. So he's a good guy.
What kind of deals do you make? I mean, I've heard about the 95 corridor. If you know what I'm saying. Alligator Alley. Lots of drugs.
I'm not down that far. I live right by the Space Center.
You live by the Space Center.
And there you go, because nobody selling drugs would live by the Space Center.
No, because the astronauts are all clean.
Yeah, that's what I deal with. I deal with Space Coast.
Well, listen, dude, can you get your ass in the seat at MCI Center Saturday night for Shaquille O'Neal against the Washington Wizards?
Yes, I'll go.
And you'd like to go with this young lady?
Yes.
Then
you're a big winner. What's your name,
winner,
sir? What's your name, pal?
Steve.
Steve or Keith?
Put Jennifer back on, please.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, Jennifer?
Yes.
What's your vibe on this guy, Jen?
He's okay. He's a little older than I would... than I would have hoped for.
You know he's a pusher man, right?
He's a what?
He's the pusher man.
What do you mean?
He's probably got...
I heard him say he's a car dealer.
Right, well, open the trunk.
Does he appear to be a slicky boy to you, Jen?
Like, did you say freaky?
No, slicky boy. God. Like someone you can't
Jesus
trust.
Jesus Christ, nobody can hear today.
Do you like him okay, Jennifer?
Yeah, he seems okay.
Yeah, then...
That's a yes.
Then... That's a winner. Jennifer, congratulations. You and Steve are going to game 4 of the Eastern Conference semifinals, Wizards and the Heat, Saturday night at 8. Everybody watch it. It's the game of the week on ABC at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. And, Jennifer, you're going to Las Vegas from Independence Air. Fly Eye and get your happy bag game tag today. FlyEye.com. Go your own way. Thank you,
Wait.
Jennifer. Thank you. Nicely played.
Thank you.
Have a good time at the playoff game.
Thank you. I will do my best.
If I hadn't sworn never to set foot there, I'd go.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
And hold on. What about, we got some leftovers here. Stacy.
Yeah.
Where are you at now, honey?
I'm at Presto with 3 men.
You have 3 to choose from? Just like last night.
Yes.
Yes, she said. Why listen?
Okay, hold on. Pick out a guy. We'll give you a trip to Las
Vegas.
Pick
the winner.
Hold on. Pick a good one. We'll come back to you.
What was the name of the first contestant?
Well,
Stacy was the first that we talked to.
That was Stacy.
She'll have a good time. They still sell hot dogs there at the MCI Center, don't they? Oh, Jen, yeah. She'll have a fine time. She'll do her best.
And hold on. Here's Melissa. Sweet Melissa.
Oh, what happened to Melissa?
Hi, Dad and Mike.
You know what? She's probably the sweetest chick of all, and we never got right.
Absolutely.
Melissa?
Hi, Dad and Mike.
Are you ready for this? You don't have to do Jack.
Yep.
You won a free trip to Las Vegas, darling.
You're kidding.
No, enjoy it.
Yes.
Enjoy it. And you won simply because you didn't get on the air.
That's it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Your trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show, FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
What a birthday present. Thank you.
Cool. Congratulations, Melissa.
Just for being a bad girl.
And didn't you want us to kiss that nasty hand?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a very bad girl, Melissa.
I am.
You want us to lick on that ring finger?
Oh, yeah. Yum. Oh.
Yeah. Bite that pinky?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Dirty finger.
Las Vegas, here she comes.
Okay, thank you, honey. Hold on just a second. Okay, so everybody's square there, right?
Yes. Well, Stacy, we still have to confirm that Stacy's picked her guy.
Stacy?
Yes.
Did you get a guy?
Yes.
Can we talk to him?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Brad.
Hey, Brad?
Yeah.
We've only had Stacy on the air with us for about a half an hour.
She sounds like she might be a handful.
Yeah.
I think regardless of the prize, if I was you, I'd get in my car and go the other way. But if you like, do you want to be a big fat winner?
Well, heck yeah.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
You guys want out?
Is she really hot?
She's hot, yeah.
Sure, well, I'll be at the fourth, I guess.
Yeah, Brad, what's the matter? Is she sitting right next to you?
Yeah, she's right here.
Okay.
Okay. Cough once if she's not so hot.
Say again?
Never mind. Congratulations. Both you and Stacy are going to Las Vegas from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Thank you for listening.
Right on.
Okay, everybody's happy.
No need to talk to Stacy again.
We got
to
Mike, we don't have time.
No, I mean that. Need to talk to Stacy again.
Got a break. We'll come back and check on Buzz before we leave.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
They are not dignified.
Nope.
Don and Mike.
Hold on. Before we get out of here, let's call Buzz at home. And if he's not at home, that would mean he's on his way to the doctor.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to the doctor, though.
Hello?
Ah, there he is at home. Hi, Buzz.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you. Not fine, but I'm better.
Oh, you are better.
Well, a little. I mean, I'm still having the stomach cramps, but...
Did you throw up on anyone else's car?
No, not yet.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're better, and you think it's just like a stomach thing?
Yeah, I think it must be. I just don't know. It just it hurts, and I threw up. That's all I know. So.